of the International Secret Police.
Ceiling zero.
Losing their plane by fire at the hands of Sari, beautiful operator of the Octopus, the secret police decide not to wait at Regan until Carlos arrives from Leopoldville with Mr. Buchanan. Calling the South American by shortwave, Clint gives him the caravan route they plan to follow and asks him to meet them somewhere along that route as soon as he can possibly get there. Meantime, the caravan is assembled, the legionnaires who are to go as camel boys are disguised as natives, and the secret police themselves don the guise of Arab merchants. We now find Speed, Clint, and Barney, weary from the lurching gait of their camels, walking in the sand to stretch their legs.
Gosh, this sand is tough to walk in, isn't it, fellas?
Yeah, Speed, but not half as tough as riding one of them camels. They're a cross between a bucking bronco and a ship's deck in a heavy sea.
They're called the ships of the desert, Barney.
Yeah. But me, I'll stick to planes. Even the walking's bad when you got to dress up like a sheik.
Well, you act the part. Might as well dress it, too.
Oh, is that so? A while back, I was wearing a gorilla skin. I suppose you'll be telling me I acted that part fine, too.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You sure stuck your neck out on that one, Barney.
I don't see anything so funny about the whole thing.
Yeah, might as well laugh all we can, Barney. Won't be very funny in a little while.
Gosh, no. We can only fool the octopus. If we can only wreck his death ray machine before he finds out who we really are.
Yeah. Clint, supposing we fail, what then? Is he going to get away with his big idea?
I hope not, Barney. I left full details of his plan with Captain Rinaldi in a sealed envelope to be sent on to Chief Riley in case we don't come back.
Gosh.
Now, that tells everything we've accomplished and discovered up to now. The next members of our organization can pick up the trail where we leave off. If we do leave off. The octopus must be stopped before he throws the whole world into complete chaos.
Do you really think we have a chance of stopping him, Clint? Honestly?
Well, may as well tell you the truth, Speed, since you've taken on a man's job. We've got 1 chance in 100 of succeeding. But we've been lucky so far, maybe we'll draw that one chance.
Don't know why not. We've drawn just about everything else on this tour.
How long before we reach the octopus camp?
Well, traveling as we are, Captain Rinaldi reckoned 3 days. Unless wind holds us up.
And you expect Carlos to get here sometime today?
Yes, he said he wouldn't sit down at Regan, but fly directly on over the Sahara until he spotted us.
It'll be swell seeing him. Way out here now with nothing to see but sand. Makes you feel kind of funny.
What do you mean, nothing to see? Look at our 7 camels. Look how calm they're taking things. Just walking along, cool as you please.
Well, I don't know how cool they are. Barney, that sun's getting pretty hot. We'll have to climb back on before long or drop from heat frustration. We're not as used to this heat as our Legion escort.
They're sure swell fellas, Clint. Done everything you asked them to do so far. They sure look like real natives.
Yeah. Don't talk much, do they?
We'd better follow their example. Let's get back on the camels and save our strength until we meet the octopus.
If I stay on that camel, I won't be able to stand up when I meet that guy.
Hey, Lieutenant! Stop the caravan! We'll climb aboard again.
Oui, monsieur. Allez, monsieur. Oh.
Have you
Had any further word from Regan, Octopus Master?
From Sari? No. Only that she succeeded in destroying the plane of the secret police. I told you that girl was clever.
But what of the police themselves? Do they still live?
I have not heard yet. However, it may only be that she is being watched too closely to risk sending a message. If the police are found dead, an investigation will naturally follow. Sari must provide herself with a perfect alibi.
Yes, indeed. Captain Rinaldi is most thorough under such conditions.
I have set a deadline for the final message from Sari. 24 hours. If I have not heard from her by that time, I will broadcast my ultimatum to the governments of the world.
But how can you be sure when the time is right?
I know instinctively. That is what has brought me to the position I now hold. Think, Zabul. I hold the future of the world in my hands. One dissenting voice, I move the lever of my death ray machine, and that voice is still forever. It is very simple.
Yes, Master.
You have been watching me of late as if you think me mad.
No, no, Master, no.
You fear that I will be angry because you think that? Oh, no, Zabul. All great men have had a touch of madness. It blinds their eyes to the impossibilities of reaching their desires.
I do not wholly understand all that you say, Master, but I shall serve you faithfully, no matter what happens.
No matter what? Do you think I might fail, Zabul?
There is always that chance of the unexpected changing everything.
No, you fool. I've come this far. I cannot fail now. I've been pursued the world over, hunted down as a common criminal. But I was different, the very king of criminals. That is why they could not catch me. That is why I shall conquer the world now. Make it bow to my will. Now it is my turn. I shall come into the open. I shall crack the whip. And they shall run and look for dark corners to hide in.
Yes, Master, yes. I know you will succeed.
And that is better. And guard your tongue in the future, Zabul, or I will have it removed.
Yes, Master, yes.
Now, wheel me to that west window. I want to look upon the wasteland that shall be my battlefield.
Yes. There is no wind today.
Strange. The first day without even a breeze in weeks. As if nature itself was waiting for what is to happen here.
Allah himself is watching.
Look out there. Nothing but sand dunes stretching for miles and miles. Empty now, but wait a little while, Zabul. Soon you shall see the emissaries from all the countries of the world crowding the desert. And I shall receive them as an emperor. Ah, yes. They'll crawl before I am through with them.
Yes, Master. But would it not be wise to summon the native tribesmen from their camp, now that the original workers of the Atlantean expedition are no longer here to trouble us?
Summon my army already? Why, Zabul? Do you fear trouble?
No, but it is well to be prepared. Everything has been strangely quiet for the last few days. No inquiries to our activities from the Foreign Legion. I have not even noticed any caravans passing near us.
Is that so strange? We are away from the usual caravan routes.
Even so, it is unusual. We used to see one or two a week since coming here. Now, nothing.
But no, there is nothing to fear. If the Legion should be planning something, we shall know in plenty of time. I have spies, remember, Zabul. Spies in the guise of desert raiders. If anything is afoot anywhere near us, we shall know about it soon enough. Never fear.
Well, here we are, camped for the night, and no sign of Carlos yet. Do you think something could have happened, Clint?
I hope not, Barney.
Well, that's why I decided to camp here until he arrived. If we get too close to the expedition base, the Octopus will hear the motor of the plane.
But it's pitch black now. How will Carlos find us?
The minute we hear a plane motor, the legionnaires have orders to send up a flare. And one will be enough. Carlos will be looking for it.
And supposing the Octopus happens to be stargazing tonight and sees it, then what?
They're too far away for him to see it, Barney. And the desert stars are so bright that if he should glimpse it in the distance, he'll probably think it's just another star.
A fallen star, huh?
Only this will be falling up instead of down.
Stop hanging up the crepe, Grandma. We'll get plenty of trouble without you looking for it.
Listen, fellas. I hear a plane motor.
Huh? Yeah, that's Carlos, all right. I'd know the motor of our pursuit plane anywhere.
Hey, look. They're getting the flare gun ready.
There she goes. And I hope the Octopus don't see it.
Boy, it sure lights up the desert. I bet Carlos can see as plain as anything.
He should. He's plenty close now.
He's cutting down his speed for a landing.
Hope so. The way he was riding along, he'd be in Morocco before he could put on the brakes if they hadn't sent up that flare when they did.
Can we go to meet him?
Well, we'd better wait until he taxis up close to our camel speed. The lieutenant told me to be careful of straying away from the caravan. The desert has raiding bands of tribesmen, you know.
He's landing all right. But gee, the glare's dying out. How can he see?
He'll switch on his landing lights as soon as he loses enough altitude speed. You see? They're on now.
And not a minute too soon.
All right. Now we can go to meet him.
Oh, boy, I'll be glad to see Carlos again.
Yeah, and I wonder how Buchanan weathered the trip.
We'll soon find out.
Hi, amigos. Hello there.
Glad to see us, but it is good to shake your hands again. That last hour over the desert, it was so black and the stars were so big, I thought my altimeter had gone wrong and I was up against them.
I started dodging the big one.
We're just as glad to see you, Carlos.
Oh, see, how's Buchanan?
Bueno, good. He's asleep now. Even the landing did not awaken him.
Why should it? You made a 3-point on sand.
Gracias, amigo. But now tell me, what has happened since you left Regan?
Nothing but a lot of walking and camelback riding. And let me tell you, pal, between the two, I'll take a plane bucking a headwind any.
All right, boys, now we're wasting time. Let's get Mr. Buchanan out of the plane and then get started on the trail again, huh?
Hey, that sounds like trouble.
Sounds like a hyena to me.
Will you speed? That sound was made by a human throat.
What?
Yes, and from what I know of desert raiders, that is their usual sign for attack.
Suffering wang doodles. That flare must have attracted them.
See, look over there. Black shapes blotting out the stars in the horizon.
Yes. We're in for an attack. Lieutenant, look sharp. Desert raiders.
Hey, Barney, where are you going?
Into your plane. I'm going to unlimber that machine gun and give them raiders the surprise of their lives.
You and Speed go with him, Carlos. I'll go back to the Legionnaires.
It's like Mr. Buchanan is going to wake up, all right.
See, come on, Speed. Here they come. We've got to run for it.